This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need for collective efforts to strengthen India's identity as a cultural power, alongside its growing stature as an economic power. Speaking at the 64th National Exhibition of Art ceremony organized by Lalit Kala Academy in New Delhi, the president said art is a powerful medium to enrich cultural heritage and make society more sensitive. She highlighted that Indian art is continuously evolving and presenting new dimensions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the growing recognition of India's healthcare transformation as a key pillar of national development. Mr. Modi shared an article written by renowned cardiac surgeon Dr. Dev Prasad Shetty titled Tying Health to Productivity. The Prime Minister underscored that initiatives like Ayushman Bharat, Poshan Abhiyan and Swachh Bharat are not only improving public health outcomes, but also strengthening the economy. Mr. Modi also emphasized seeing health as an investment, not a cost, which is boosting governance and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among the global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made a proposal on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as whole. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that on the sidelines of the high-level meeting, he also met Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, St. Lucia's Foreign Minister Alva Baptist, and Foreign Minister of Somalia Abdisalam Ali. He also interacted with his Dutch counterpart, David van Wiel, where he had an insightful conversation on European strategic positioning and India's approach. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Sitij Tyagi, said that Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support. He also highlighted that Pakistan has a polity which is stifled by military dominance and a human rights record stained by persecution. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is in a great spot to expand its clean energy over the next 5 years. Addressing the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said, the government aims to grow its clean energy capacity from over 250 gigawatts to 550 gigawatts. The minister said the government expects to increase its trade with the U.S. on energy products in the upcoming years. The government said more than 2.82 crore houses have been completed under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin. As of August this year, a total target of 4.12 crore has been allocated by the Rural Development Ministry to states and union territories, out of which 3.85 crore houses have been sanctioned and more than 2.82 crore houses have been completed. The Election Commission today announced biennial elections to 4 seats of the Rajya Sabha from Jammu and Kashmir. All these seats have been vacant since February 2021. The Commission also announced a by-election for 1 seat of the Rajya Sabha from Punjab. The seat was vacant after the resignation of Sanjeev Arora in July this year. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. People can now avail the benefits of GST reforms, which were already implemented on the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports have brought out the selection criteria for participation of individuals and teams in the Asian Games 2026 and other multi-sports events. The decision has been taken with a view to laying down a transparent and equitable framework aiming to ensure that athletes who have a real chance of winning a medal are only considered for participation in multidisciplinary sports events. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.